This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. That is correct. And the situation as we find ourselves in the first full week of December, the 4th to the 8th, wherein the folks, I feel like I'm doing a proclamation here, wherein the people of the United States deserve to have information about what's going on News Talk radio stations, and whereas we have Michael Harrison as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here to go through the list, and the whereas the list has been prepared, we are here ready to listen to the aforementioned Mr. Harrison.
Wow, you sound like something out of a legal document.
Or the old town criers, remember? The town criers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember I helped Paul Revere on his
run. You saddled his horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So here we have an interesting week. We have another interesting week, Doug, and here's the way the stories went, basically, at number 10. We've been talking about the death of television legend Norman Lear.
Yeah.
The University of Nevada and Las Vegas shooting at number 9. And number 8, U.S. terror threats and the Houthi Red Sea attacks. Trump's legal battles at number 7. McCarthy announces he's going to exit Congress. Kevin McCarthy is going to leave at number 6. Number 5, the Ukraine-Israel aid issue and the U.S. border crisis. At number 4, anti-Semitism and protests. Number 3, the Israel-Hamas war resumes. At number 2, the GOP debate and Hannity's Trump town hall. And at number 1, the 2024 presidential race. So there you go on that. On the people survey, we have Norman Lear at 10, George Santos at 9, at number 8, Tommy Tuberville, number 7, Mike Johnson, at number 6, Chris Ray. We have an interesting trio at number 5, Liz McGill, Claudine Gay, and Sally Kornbluth. At number 4, Gavin Newsom and Liz Cheney. At number 3, the GOP candidates. And at number 2, Donald Trump. Number 1, Joe Biden. And there you go.
All right. So, with regard to the Biden name and his presidency, I was brought into a conversation this week with Jennifer Horn. You know Jen. She's been associated with my Good Day program for 18 years. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles on the Salem station, which is their stations are notably right of center. And she said that she's found out from some inside source that now the hierarchy of the Democratic Party says that Hunter Biden and that stuff has gone too far, and that that will be the demise of Joe Biden. And I noticed, you know, when we look at all of the things that are on here, we've had certainly both Bidens on our people list and story list for a number of months. Mr. Biden Jr. has been indicted on 9 tax charges as we head into the end of the week, and also some gun charges. And apparently this is the interesting conundrum here, and the reason I bring it up is because Trump and his legal problems, number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, continuing to focus on that, and Biden and his legal problems with both himself and his son, bring us back around to asking that question that we've been asking ourselves for quite a long time. Is this the best we can do? And if it isn't, then who is the best person? Is Gavin Newsom the best person to be the Democratic standard bearer? A lot of people think he's maneuvering. There's this guy, Dean Phillips? Is he the best guy to do it? And on the Republican side, you know, Nikki Haley? Did you watch any of that, by the way? The debate was number 2 this week on the card. Did you watch any of that?
I watched some of the replays of it.
And?
You know, yes, I saw some of it.
And what did you think?
Oh, well, come on.
Notice I said nothing. I'm just wanting to know. I could go on for a couple of minutes about what a waste of time it was, but I figured I'd let Michael do that.
Look, you know, you and I have to stake out some type of a stance. And,
yes.
I mean,
I've staked out mine.
And we're forced to ask questions of what did you think of the debate and what did you think of the debate. But the whole process is disgusting. We're at a very disgusting point in American history. Back to the first point you brought up with Biden and Trump's names associated with criminal activity. You know, whether or not the first point you made of that Jennifer Horn said she is inside reports that the Democrats are disgusted with Biden because of his son's crime. Well, I mean, the Republicans have many sources have said that they're disgusted with Trump's crimes. I don't know what inside sources means, and I don't know whether either party is disgusted enough with the people that they have to make any changes. So that really goes by the wayside in terms of how much is enough in terms of the party apparatus. They both are full of it. And in terms of debates, you know, when the front runner is not running, is not in the debates, and basically you see as much wishy-washy garbage as you do on both sides. I don't know who we're talking to. I don't know at this point, I'm not sure.
That's a great question, isn't it? Yeah, that's the question. Who in the world is watching that stuff?
Yeah, but I don't know who's listening to us right now. In other words, what I said to you before is that, you know, we're in the situation of staking out a claim as to where we stand. But so much of media today is telling your listeners what you think they want to hear and worrying about what people think of what you say and how will it go over and all of that, which is part of the mess that we're in. People are very, very hesitant to speak their truth. You know,
so how did we get to this point? How did people get to be, there's a chicken and an egg here at some point, because people didn't come up with their ideas on their own. Somebody, you know, they read or they hear or they sense, see what is going on, and they then gravitate to a position. But it doesn't come from a vacuum. It comes from someplace. Right?
It probably comes from a combination of things, probably a deterioration of education. We don't have critical thinking on the same level we did in this country.
Right. Boy,
I think that
sure.
We have seen it. We've seen an erosion in journalistic ethics. Journalism is now another commercial game. We try to stake out a consumership and give the customer what they want. I think that we see that. And I think that we're seeing politics that plays to the lowest common denominator. Not only do I disagree with the fine gentleman from Smithtown or whatever it is that they would say in a conversation, but anybody that disagrees with me is a demon. Anybody that dares to run against me is a corrupt piece of you-know-what. That everything is demonized as opposed to just us putting things in the perspective that they should be, and that it's just differences of opinion about policies, that we could survive either way. Everything is not existential, but it's made that way now. If this person becomes president or this person becomes dog catcher, it's the end of democracy as we know it. And then there's the other concern that maybe it would be the end of democracy. Maybe both parties and most political types are dangerous to the health of this nation.
But maybe we've run our course. Yeah, maybe we have.
Maybe it's cultural now. Maybe we just don't have what it takes to run a, you know, multicultural mosaic, a melting pot of people from around the world that has defined what America's about. Maybe we no longer believe in the experiment. Maybe
everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got an issue. Everybody's got their hand out. It's become ridiculous, frankly.
Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. Everybody is suffering from righteous indignation. So,
oh, my God.
I'm sorry I don't have a clear answer to you, but
that was a great answer.
Truth.
Thank you. But that's why I ask you, because I know you'll come up with something that'll all make us think. I was in the last hour, the companion hour to this talk radio countdown show is a talk radio review that I do with a couple of other talk personalities. And one of the things that came up, we were talking about social media and the fact that so few people The Zuckerbergs of the world, the Elon Musks of the world, those two little worms that run Google and the other, you know, controlling influences. So few people actually influence what folks think because social media has become such a quote-unquote important way to understand what's going on in the world, and it's controlled by very few. You can count them on your hand. And that certainly it doesn't help us to get to the bottom of what's real. I don't think.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things on my list was social media. As much as I love theoretically the expansion of media, the speed of it, and the diversity of it, the different ways we have of communicating, I do believe that social media has increased the dumbness of the general American understanding of what's going on.
Look at what's happened. The number three item on the story list this week is the war. Actually, number four, the anti-Semitism protests. That is directly, you can draw a straight line from the misinformation that's in most social media about what's happening, the Israelis and what they're doing versus the Hamas, the horror that they've created, and the Palestinian reality, and Israel, the bad guy here. Come on. Those people who really know what's going on, you really think Israel? Israel may be doing some things that they ought not to be doing, but they sure as heck didn't create the atmosphere in which now we have these protests that supposedly the poor Palestinians are getting screwed around. Well, they are, but that's because Hamas, an agent, if you will, of Palestine, started this. They are the ones that attacked. So how do we get it so twisted around? That's the thing.
That's why the ugly specter of anti-Semitism has reared its head, is that we use these excuses to justify the slaughter of people that we don't like, and support the slaughtering of people by people we do like. Look at the way we deal with Russia and Ukraine. Look at the way we deal with everything. Yeah. So that's the issue. The issue is how we deal with this type of bigotry.
Serious stuff this week on the Countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown at 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrans. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrans include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrans. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 past the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yes, we are.
Good. And among the great radio stations that carry the countdown every week, KQEW in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and in Little Rock, KARV. At 6:10 a.m., carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show for a number of years. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, thank you for your participation and attention to our discussion of the stories of the week and the people who are on the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts published at talkers.com every week and gooddayshow.com. Shall we stick with Israel for a second, Michael? Three story, the war and what Israel is doing. Because of the criticism through the week, it appears that Israel has designated a safe zone in Gaza so that the aid groups can go in and offer some relief. Of course, the people who don't like what's going on, depending on the side you're on, say it's not enough, and other people say we're giving them the benefit of the doubt, and we're at war, and yada, yada, yada. It's really the thing that you were addressing before, which probably needs a little bit more time, is how complicated all of this is in an age where there are, A, so many people on the planet, B, there's so much, because there are so many people on the planet, there's so much discord, and there is so much disinformation because there are so many people. It's like a circus, like a vicious circle. Mm-hmm. So many people have the wrong information or want you to have the wrong information on their behalf are the Israelis doing a good thing? Are they doing a bad thing? It's a bad thing that they're at war, the poor Palestinian. You know, it's oy, oy, oy.
Well, they're doing a bad thing for a good reason, but it's still a bad thing. But they have a good reason for it. I mean, we have to maintain an understanding of the conundrum we face being human, that we're a warlike species. We believe in the rights of the individual. We believe in the rights of sovereignty. We believe in certain rules, basically, to create peace. But what do you do when others defy those rules? What do you do when others, encroach upon your territory and try to hurt you? then you have to resort to doing things that are against your nature, and you have to fight or be destroyed. And we are faced constantly with having to do things that we don't want to do in order to survive. The idea of, you know, just lay down your arms and be peaceful, it doesn't work historically. Now, in terms of misinformation, you know the word propaganda has been around since the beginning of communication.
Sure.
The Nazis engaged in it, propaganda. So social media does not create propaganda. What social media and the heightened media that we have here in this new era has done is it has amplified propaganda. It has individualized it. Not only do we propagandize on a mass level in mass media, one to the many, we propagandize each other. We send each other information that is faulty, and it goes back to the other thing I said, trying to please your audience, whether your audience is the members of your family at the Thanksgiving table, or your audience is your circle of friends, or you're in the media and you're trying to package a program or a newspaper or a television channel to fill a niche and to sell advertising.
We only have a few seconds here, so I wanted to dig into Hannity's Trump town hall, which is number two this week on the story list from talkers, whether he's trying to reestablish, that is, Sean, his relationship in the public's eye with Trump. Is that part of what's going on here, do you think?
I'm not sure what you meant, so we should save that.
Yeah. Right. All right. Hold on. More. Another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 19. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip. prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month. However, they acknowledge the need for additional measures to address rising prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coast to coast and border to border, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Heard every weekend on great radio stations like KNKI in Pine Top, Arizona, and also at KVWM. Which is in Snowflake, Arizona. I didn't even know there was a place called Snowflake, Arizona. See, we learn from all of these things. A lot of folks in Arizona, the bottom line here is a lot of folks in Arizona listen every week to our Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about Sean Hannity and my question as to whether or not
how do you know? I say to people, well, what do you think this person meant? Only because I'm being facetious, because you never know what the person really means unless you ask them, Sean, what's your relationship with Donald Trump like these days? And then you get an answer, right? We can muse about it all we want. We don't really know what's going on. And I know when you have interviewed Sean in the past, when Trump was president, he has always been the focus of usually a kind of a sit-down conversation at the Talkers Convention. And I remember once you asked him that kind of point blank, and he was pretty evasive about it.
Well, I mean, everybody's evasive when it comes to behind-the-scenes politics to a certain degree, and I asked him some tough questions. But I also understand, you know, Sean Hannity is a broadcaster. He's a commentator. He doesn't claim to be a journalist. He operates within the realm of opinion. And opinion is packaged as entertainment, and nobody knows more about that than, you know, those of us in the business. I try to talk about it as openly as I can. So my position on Hannity is he's done a heck of a job as a broadcaster, getting himself into a position where he has been so close to a president, to a sitting president of the United States, and is now very close to a leading candidate for president in the same man, Donald Trump. Let's not deny Trump that due, that he, whether you like him or not, he is a player. And everybody that talks about him and covers him in the news is supporting him in one way or the other. And that Hannity does, knowing Hannity the way I know him, Hannity does everything he possibly can when he's talking to Trump to ground him, to try to...
Ground Trump or ground Sean?
To ground Trump, to try to bring him back to earth, to try to get him to say something that won't blow up in his face. I don't know if you've noticed that. It's a little subtle. It's not, you know, like,
he's clever.
What the hell are you talking about, Trump? Hannity sends a signal to the listeners and the viewers that he's not 100% on board with everything that Trump says. He just has to do it very tactfully, or he'll lose access to Trump. And if he loses access to Trump, then he can't do anything with Trump. It's difficult.
You know, you said something there was pretty sage. The difference between people who are opiners on the air and people who are or claim to be journalists. I have found in my history of however many years I've been doing this, since 1974, I've run across the best and the worst. And the best, in my mind, who was a real legitimate journalist, was Gene Burns. And he was on the same radio station with a guy named Jerry Williams here in Boston, who was nothing like a journalist. He was not. He was a character. He was a commentator. He was a muckraker, which was the exact opposite of what. And they followed each other on the air. But Gene Burns, for me, and there have been some other guys, a couple of guys who worked at WOR over the years, and, you know, we can go back. But you have to go back. I think. I don't know that there's anybody, and you perhaps can correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm trying to think of people who are real, legitimate journalists. The guy who used to be on at night on ABC, whose name escapes me, John... began with a B, I think, his last name. Anyway,
John, he's Bachelor?
Bachelor. He was a legitimate journalist. But who's around today that we can call a legitimate news person? Maybe is there such a thing even anywhere as a legitimate?
Well, some people
news
are more
person?
So. More, some people are more so than others, but nobody's pure, and that has to do with the
anymore.
The change.
You mean anymore? They
don't even try to be pure anymore because that's not what they're hired to do. They're hired to fulfill the mission of gathering a large audience within a measurable niche. They target the audiences, and I call it the daily
selling advertising.
But some people have more credibility than others. Some people are better people than others. Some people get their truth across more than others. They send the right signals out in addition to the package. It's complicated. The big media cannot control their on-air people as much as they would like. So there are all kinds of, you know, games going on in the process. Right. Not every journalist or pseudo journalist or media information entertainer follows the rules of the companies that hire them to the letter. Right. I mean, it's not cut and dried. Just like
at
in
all.
Professional wrestling. In professional wrestling, it's fake. But a lot of those jabs and a lot of those kicks and a lot of those punches, one, hurt, two, cause damage, and three, are done on purpose. Mm-hmm. So they don't have control over everything because human beings cannot be controlled down to the core. And that's where the action is.
Yep.
That's why I find it interesting how Hannity signals to people watching that he's not just Trump's, you know, lapdog.
Lackey. Yeah, right. All right, one of your favorite passions is football, so I call upon you from time to time as we get closer to the playoffs and some of the teams that are best. The headline I saw, which intrigued me, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, are the Steelers bad or just bored? So, and the Steelers are human. Won a game the other night. Whoa!
Yeah. Okay, there's an old saying in football: on any given Sunday. Of course, now it should be on any given Thursday,
any day,
Friday, right. Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday.
Yeah, right.
But it means that in any given day, any given game, any team could beat any other team. That they're all professionals. They're all tough, and nobody's perfect. And so, you know, hope springs eternal in the football heart. You never know if your team's going to go on a run and maybe do well.
There you go. I won't be the Patriots, though, this year, that's for sure. Number four on our list, the anti-Semitism and the protests. The president of Penn, the University of Pennsylvania, under fire after comments made at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. She said what she was, I don't know, I mean, I'm saying she said what she was thinking because I'm taking her at her word, but, you know, they were investigating anti-Semitism on college campuses. So Liz McGill is the president. She's now defending herself in a response to what somebody, you know, I guess the governor of Pennsylvania said that she was shameful. There were a number of college presidents that went in, some of the elite colleges that were testifying about all of this stuff going on their campuses, and some of the moments were pretty tense, Michael. And so do we accomplish anything by bringing these people in? What do we know?
Yeah, well,
what do
we get
see?
We get to see what hypocrites and how lack of uncentered the people running these major universities are, and it's really endemic and representative of the mindset at most colleges and universities in America today. Liz McGill, Claudine Gay, and Sally Kornbluth, who testified, are just politicians. The name president means a lot. They are politicians whose main job is to protect the income of their universities and to pander. To pander to donors, but to pander to political correctness. And they are pandering to political correctness on such a level now that they're twisting themselves into pretzels, trying to please everybody. You can be sure privately all three of those women would have very different things to say than they said publicly, but they're so twisted into pretzels now, trying to make everybody happy, that they came across in those testimonies as being full of it. And They are.
Number five on the people list, by the way, if you're looking at that from Talkers Magazine. Number three on the list, the war. Sheryl Sandberg says it's important for today's young people to lean into the years of work done to combat sexual violence, the atrocities being committed by Hamas on Israeli women. This is the lady ran, if you remember her, she ran, it was Facebook before, now it's Meta, and she's been interviewed a lot, been out there talking about the sexual violence that's being perpetrated against the Israeli women. This is clear, and there's video, there's truth to this. So, you know, this is one more. I bring her up because she's well known. She has been around. I bring her up because it sort of is a counter to what we were just talking about with regard to those people that run those institutions, Michael. I don't know what else there's to say, but it's pretty incredible.
Look, the thing that covers it all is the emotions run high when you're dealing with warfare. People get emotional. It's like in law, there's first-degree murder, second-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. There's different, you know, homicide has a whole different spectrum of theoretical aspects. Well, it's the same thing with war. People get upset. They're emotional. There's years in history of this. There's atrocities. There's reaction. You know, sit down and go, okay, let's measure our outrage, and let's see how many of their people have we killed. And no, it doesn't work that way in human nature, so let's not act like we don't understand that.
In a moment, Michael and I will discuss his latest interview. Interesting guy that pretty much everybody knows. I find him to be very affable. I like the guy. So we'll focus on the MH interview after these words here on this week's Countdown.
The people list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, again, the list is promoted, and you can see it every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. So most of the people on the list correspond to the stories. At number 10 on the story list is Norman Lear passing away, and he's number 10 on the people list. Number 9, George Santos, the continuing saga of what this can do. Tommy Tuberville is number 8. Lots of politicians, as usual. Number 7 is Mike Johnson. At number 6 on the people list, Chris Ray. Let's see, on the list, number 5, Liz McGill and Claudine Gay. At number 4, Gavin Newsom and Liz Cheney, tied for that position. The candidates at the GOP debate, number 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Jumpin' Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown on the charts for the week of December the 4th to the 8th. Doug Stephan here with the story list first. At number 10 on the story list, according to Talkers Magazine. By the way, these lists, the charts are at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the death of Norman Lear. At number 9, the shooting in Las Vegas at UNLV. At number 8, terrorism and the threats of terrorism. Number 7, the situation with Donald Trump and all his legal stuff. McCarthy leaving Congress is number 6. The discussion of aid to Ukraine, that's number 5. Number 4, all the protesting, the anti-Semitism that is happening here and around the world. Number 3, the resumation, if you will, the Israeli-Hamas war went back into high gear past week. The debate among the Republicans, number 2, and the presidential race, the contenders, if you will, are number 1. That's the list, the story list, the top 10, according to the work done at Talkers Magazine. All right, so this week on the Harrison Podcast, mhinterview.com, you have one of my favorites, Brian Kilmeade, who is from Fox. He does a radio show on the Fox Network and TV as well. What did you find out about him? Because he's been to all the Talkers Convention, you know him. What did you find out that you didn't know before?
I found out that he's critical of Trump when Trump deserves it. He was very clear about that. And he was very forthcoming about his views on what Trump does right and what Trump does wrong, which is always interesting for somebody but from Fox. But basically, I found out what I've always known, is that Brian Kilmeade is, one, a very nice guy, two, a very smart guy, even though some people like to make fun of him. But more importantly, he's... why? Because he sometimes says things that are politically challengeable in terms of the wars between the left and the right. That happens to everybody on Fox. So, you know, he's subject to criticism. But that aside, what I found out is something I've always known, is that Brian Kilmeade is an outstanding student of American history, and he's written a number of books. His latest one is about Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T, about race relations. Booker T. Washington, Theodore Roosevelt. It's worth reading and listening to the interview. MHinterview.com.
Check it out. MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fifty-three past the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown. Marjorie Taylor Greene is out running around stumping a book called MTG. And it's her story about herself. And it's a good, as I said, I enjoyed thoroughly having the conversation with her, and so did Jay. So for those of you who didn't hear it on the Good Day program, here's the next. The whole thing is at the in a podcast download, right, at gooddayshow.com. You can hear the whole interview. I think that's what we did with it, right, Jay?
It is, and it's very own episode, so it's not like you have to sift around or anything. You can just go there and hear it.
There.
Gooddayshow.com.
All right. Here is a piece of our conversation with Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is not a political program, and we don't normally do politicians here, but because I find you very intriguing, and because I think you have a great story to tell, I thought when somebody said to me, do you want to have Marjorie Taylor Greene on? I said, yeah, let's. Looking at this book and understanding who you are. I always, Jay and I, and Jennifer Horn, you were on her program in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. She's also a part of this program, and she's very much a supporter of yours. Because I don't do a political show, even though people sometimes know where I stand, because I'll tell people where I stand, I'm not a fan of the current administration by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not sure that Donald Trump is the right answer for what our problems are at the moment. I was wondering whether you ever thought the rumors, the news media, and you put them in their place well here, the news media wanted to make you sort of a candidate for vice president. Was there anything to that? Is there anything to that rumor or that thought?
Well, of course, that decision is up to President Trump. I know my name has been circulated on lists that are being considered, but everybody asks me about that all the time, and I think that's President Trump's decision, and he's not ready to make those decisions yet, even though everyone constantly pushes him for anything from VP to cabinet members. He's focused on winning the primary right now and winning the general election, and I think that's the right focus for him to have.
When Donald Trump went in, he said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't do too well because there are a lot of people there that don't want to drain the swamp, right? Politicians, bureaucrats. So how do you, if let's just say you became the vice president, you speak about the swamp in the book, so how do you drain the swamp?
I think that's one of the best questions anyone can ask. We got to go back to the Obama administration and the type of employees they hired in the federal government. You know, I'm a successful business owner. I ran a construction company for nearly 25 years. It was the family business I grew up in and bought from my parents when they were ready to retire. It took me years to buy it from them. It wasn't a sweetheart deal or here's a gift for you. And I'm thankful that my parents gave me the opportunity and taught me so well. And I believe the federal government should be run like a successful business, and that means you fire people when they aren't serving the customer, and the customer is the American people. And that's the focus that is lost in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, seems to be an unknown thought process that the American people are the customer because they're the taxpayers and they're the citizens that we all take an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution, to serve them and uphold our laws. And customer is king. That's what I was always raised to believe, and that's how I conducted my business. And I think we can drain the swamp when we get a customer focus in Washington, D.C.
It's damnable and outrageous. You and I agree 100% on that. Well, good luck. The book called MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nice to have you here. Nice to have the conversation. Merry Christmas to you and your family and a Happy New Year. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.